speedbuilders.com. Okay, so did you check her?
Yes, we did.
And did she have a key?
No, sir.
And then what did you decide to do?
Just look around the area, the immediate area, to see if she had thrown it, and we found it.
Well, what made you think that it would be around the immediate area?
It was more hope than thought.
And so, how far away from the truck did you find a key that you say is about this size?
Yes, sir.
How far away from her did you find that key?
It seems to me that it was about 10 to 15 feet away, about from me to the deputy there.
And you saw it in the light of the fire?
That's when we were looking around on the ground. I was down on my hands and knees, and after standing up and moving to another area, I caught a glimpse of it finally, and I walked right to where I had seen the flicker. There it was.
How long did it take you to find that key?
Again, I don't know the exact time, but it seemed like at least an hour.
Well, kind of fortunate, though. You could find that small key, correct?
Yes, sir.
You didn't know where she had gotten those keys, so you didn't know, or the handcuffs, so you didn't know where to go look where she had gotten them, correct?
That's correct.
Was there anything that would prevent you? What was the ground cover like in that area?
Right in the immediate campground. It was dirt mostly. There was pine needles and not very deep or anything like that. A few leaves. Just a typical campground. If you were to walk into any of these campsites, it looks like that.
Well, you found it among some brush and leaves, did you not? Moss and stuff?
Yeah, there was lichen that grows in the woods. Nothing is really very deep in the camp area.
Was it being illuminated by the campfire?
I caught a flicker of it when I happened to walk in the right angle to it.
And how far away from the campfire was it?
It was pretty close. It was closer to the campfire, I think, than it was to the truck. But again, I do not know the exact distance. It was within the perimeter of the light.
It was in the light?
Within the perimeter. The firelight casts light on the ground to where you can actually see details for several yards.
So you unhandcuffed her then, correct?
That's correct.
And she got up and started walking around, correct?
That's right.
And she was yelling at you and screaming again, correct?
No, sir. She had become real quiet.
And you and Bobby Reeves got into the car and drove away?
We had a few things still left to put in the truck, and then we left.
Now, where were the license plates on this truck?
When I left it, they were where they should be, one on the front bumper and one on the back bumper.
Do you have any explanation why the two license plates were found in the bed of the truck?
I do not.
Where did you leave that truck?
We parked it at a friend's house that we had met while we were working at the shoreline.
And what was his name?
I can't recall his name.
Ed Hooper?
It could have been.
And with that, what part of Fort Bragg did you park it, if you indeed did park it in Fort Bragg?
I don't believe it was within the city limits. I believe it was on the outskirts of some of those little lanes. I can't recall the name of any of it or any of that.
And why did you leave the truck there?
It was a safe place. It would cost us no rent to store it. Bob was better friends with the guy than I was.
Well, how far off Highway 101 was it where you parked this truck?
As a crow flies, maybe a half mile.
How long did it take you to drive off the road, back there, then, not as the crow flies, along the road?
I don't know. When we got there, the sky was just starting to get light.
And where did you go after you parked this truck?
We slept there. Stayed right there, you know.
In the truck?
No. He had a place we could... an old shed or something. We stayed in there.
When you woke up, where did you go?
I went back into Fort Bragg on foot, and I stopped at half a dozen or more places that I had left job applications.
And what time of day was this?
Afternoon. Afternoon.
And then what did you do after that afternoon?
I think we just stayed up there where the truck was.
Well, didn't you give that truck to Bob Reeves?
Yes, the day that I left.
Why would you give that truck away instead of selling it?
Like I said, it was gone. It was shot.
Was it shot on April 30th, 1991?
No, the clutch went out of it the day we drove into town from the campsite. In other words, the clutch went out of it on the way when we were going back into town. And when that happened, that was the end of it.
Well, how much was it worth then on April 30th, 1991, say a week before this incident?
You'd have been hard-pressed to get $500 for it, I think, because it still ran, but it was all dented up and tires were shot.
I've shown you People's Exhibit 11. Didn't you tell your parents or write in this letter, make the statement that we're still all hem and hawing about selling the truck? Is that buyer for $1,200 still around? My downfall, if anything, nowadays will be indecision. Didn't you write that?
Yes, sir.
Wasn't that on April 30th?
That says April 30th of 1990.
We had discussions about that. That was after April 25th of 1991. Are you saying that you wrote that then in 1990?
I'm saying that I don't know exactly when that was written.
You want to look at it again and see if you can refresh your memory?
Okay, it says in here 4/25/91. So we were assuming the last time that that's when it was written.
Was that... Read what it says under 4/25/91. Would that be what would have been happening around that time?
Again, this is to my mother and father.